At the top of Membeis and Membeis, there's two dots where the Gemara picks up somewhat from a discussion that we left off with on Membeis and Aleph, which we got to by somewhat of digression, but Gemara picks up with that discussion further. Somewhere of Nachman or Achan Shechilku, if you have brothers who are dividing an estate, Harehen Kilukuchas. This is a machlekes throughout Shas. What is the status of brothers who are dividing an estate? What two ways could we view them? So many places in the Gemara we have a machlekes about whether or not they're considered to be Lukuchas or Yarshim. What does that mean? Obviously they're Yarshim, obviously they're inheritors. But what it means is if you have a large estate that gets passed on to a group of brothers who are going to divide it. So do we view it as if once it's divided, that was their Yerusha, and it came directly from the father, and it just took, you know, somewhat of a process to discern which part was going to this one and which one was going to that one? That's Ha'achan Shechilku Kiyarshin. Or do we say, no, Ha'achan Shechilku are Kilukuchos? Really, it came down in one bundle from the father, and the brothers bartered with one another to make sure, you know, that this one got that chelek and this one got that chelek. But in a certain sense, it didn't come directly from the father to each son. It came via this, like, negotiation between all the brothers. In which case, they're like people who are engaging in a transaction, this one with that one. Why? Because it came down in one bundle, and indirectly, therefore, reaches the sons. It's not that retroactively we view it as if it came directly from the father to the sons, and it was a process in determining who's going to get what, but it comes directly from the father. They're considered to be lukuchas with one another. So the Gemara is assuming, Ha'amar Rav Nachman, Ha'achan Shechilku Arein Kilukuchas. That's a big machlekes throughout Shas. But our Gemara is going according to the position that Achan Shechilku are Kilukuchas. It's as if they're bartering with one another, comes down in one lump sum estate, and then they have to figure out who's going to get what part. So therefore, the Gemara, since they're kelukuchas, the Gemara applies the rules of transactions, of the marketplace. Pachos mishtus nikne mekach. What this means is if there was a mistake in evaluating the value of the asset, let's say they're splitting properties, or they're splitting silver bechers, or they're splitting anything, artwork that was owned by the father. And now they're going to split it up and divide it, and this one will take that part, this one, and this one will take that one. Not the percentages. We all know how much each son is supposed to get. The Bechor gets two times, everyone else gets one time. But we have made a mistake in estimating the value of a certain item. So, pachos mishtos, if we made a mistake in less than a sixth, meaning it was less than a sixth of the value, the degree of error, nikne bekach, then the division of the assets is effective nonetheless. Even though there was a mistake involved, nikne mekach. Just like a person who overcharges somebody in the course of a transaction, he overcharges him and the other party is not aware, he overcharges him by less than a sixth. So nikne mekach, the mekach is valid. Yes, sir, al shtus, but if it would be more than a sixth, batel mekach, then the transaction is invalid, we start from scratch. Shtus, let's say it's exactly a sixth, so kana umach zirayna, then the transaction is valid and you return the over amount of the overcharge. So the same thing, if a person overcharges somebody else in the course of a transaction, I overcharge you less than a sixth, the transaction is valid, and we all go our separate ways. If it's more than a sixth, the transaction is invalidated, and we start over again, or we part ways. Here in the case of the Achan, they're going to start over again. And if it's exactly a sixth, so then it's in between, the Mekach is Kayim, the division is valid, but he has to return the amount of the overcharge. So too, Ha'achan Shechilku are considered to be Lukuchos, and therefore the rules of the marketplace apply. If the mistake was less than a sixth, the division is valid. If not, so then we have to go back to probate and back to the executive of their state and start all over. And if it was exactly a sixth, so then the division is valid, but the other Achan would have to pay him back for the amount that was overcharged. So now, if you look in the Gilyani Hashas over here, Gilyan Hashas from Rabbi Kiva Eger, he says, "I'm getting daf memches Taisus de Maso ilav." Then Rabbi Yehuda. So Taisus over there writes, and it's an obvious inference from our Gemara, is that if the Achim would be kiyarshim, then these rules wouldn't apply. In which direction? So Taisus there assumes that everything would start all over, no matter how severe the degree of the mistake. We would start over again. No mistake would be tolerated. If they were kiyarshim, everything has to be, everything has to be exactly divided with no mistakes involved. We be extremely scrupulous to make sure it was done properly. Here, since the kalukuchos, it will apply the general rules of the marketplace, and if it was less than a shtus, it will be valid. If it was more than a shtus, it will go back. If it was exactly a shtus, so then the division will be valid, and you have to return the amount of the overcharge. But if there would be kiyarshim, we would have to start all over again. Now, we could wonder why that is. Meaning, why does it make a difference if it's kalukuchos, we apply the rule of the marketplace, and the marketplace we're not as exact? How come when we're splitting kiyarshim, all of a sudden now we have to be more exact? If they would be ha'achin shachuk kiyarshim dami, obviously they are inheritors. What it means is, do we view the estate as if it comes down to one lump sum, and then after it gets divided, we view it as if it came directly from the father to each one of the sons? Or do we view it as if it came to all the sons in general, and then they bartered, they figured out amongst themselves who's going to get what, but it really came through the conduit of first to the father, then to the group of children, then it was divided to the sons? Does it go directly from the father, or does it go through the sons? Why should that make a difference in how exactly you have to be in the division of the properties? Keep that in the back of your mind, something to think about. But anyway, the Gemara assumes kilukukos heim, and therefore the general rules of the marketplace apply. Now, these halachas of Einah are found based on the pasuk in Parshas Behar, where the pasuk says, V'chi simkaru mimkar lamisecha, if you'll sell something to your friend, or kana miyada misecha, or you will acquire something from your friend, al toinu ishes achiv, you should not overcharge your friend. Al toinu ishes achiv. And there's two halachas included, as we see from our Gemara. One halacha is, you're not supposed to do it. You're not supposed to overcharge your friend. That's al toinu ishes achiv. Sounds like you're not allowed to do it. The other halacha is, if you did do it, certain times, the mekach is batel, certain times you have to return the aynav, exactly a sixth, so then you have to return that which was overcharged. So there's two halachas. Number one, you shouldn't do it. Number two, certain circumstances, you have to return it. If it's less than a sixth, not a sixth, you have to return it. More than a sixth, then the mekach is batel. All based on that pasuk, chisimku memkau isecha, konli mem isecha, al toinu ish esachiv. Now, it's important to keep in mind, before you start applying the rules of overcharging, you walk around the campus, you know, everyone says, they're overcharging us. You know, it's a Yisr Vainah. It's not so poshut that that's exactly the case. You know, that there's overcharge, rampant overcharging going on in Amsterdam Avenue, because the Mishnah tells us in Masechtas Erchin, that Echad HaMakdash Nechasev Echad HaMarach Atzmai, whether a person donates an item to the Beis HaMikdash or he donates his own value, there's a whole Masechta in Shas called Erchin, which is about donating your own value to the Beis HaMikdash, a common occurrence, a whole Masechta about it. So how do you gauge your own value? So we make equivalents in the slave market and so forth. Okay, but you know, how do we determine what the going rate is for, you know, a certain person? However, whatever parallels we're going to draw in the slave market, but how do you figure out what his value is? So the Mishnah says, "Ein lehekdash l'mekayim v'shaytay." We determine it based on that place and that period of time. So this is the general rule the Nesivus writes in Chayshim Mishpat, but you don't have to be the Nesivus. It sounds like it's the Mishnah in Erchin, that the value of an item is determined by how much it sells for in that place and that time, and it's intuitive. We know this just from, you know, obviously a car now sells for whatever it sells for. Times gone by, it might have sold for much less. My wife and I were just reminiscing as we passed the Triborough Bridge yesterday, how we used to drive, I think it was 75, when we first got married, and not so long ago, in 1999, when we first got married, and we used to travel to go see a grandfather in Riverdale. He used to pay for the tow, and he used to put in like 3/4 or whatever it was. It was Mamish Garnish. In the olden days, you used to have these change buckets, and you just threw, before Easy Pass, so you just threw your change in. That toll was nothing. Now I think it's like $8.50 or something. Insanity. So we understand prices change, and also you're traveling somewhere, you know, in the boondocks, so things might either be very expensive or things might be very cheap, depending where you live and the type of economy and the rules that are in place. So we understand that the valuations of things depend on where you are and what period of time a person's living in. And we actually encountered this earlier in Masechtas Kiddushin, if you remember. We saw the Gemara Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara told us, as we know from the whole first perek, if a person can be Makadish, a woman, the typical way of going about establishing Kiddushin is through Kiddushei Kesef. You give over something of value to the woman, either money or an item of value. How much does it have to be worth? A pruta. Okay. So the Gemara says, if you turn to your Beis Med Aleph, maybe 10 lines up from the bottom, in the middle of the line, Amar Shmuel, Kid Shabitmara, a person is Mekadesh, a woman with a date. So even if Afiu Amid Kur Bitmara Bedinar, Mekudeshes, even though now, here where you are, it's not worth one tomorrow. It's not worth a pruta. The whole bushel is only a dinar. Certainly one is less than a pruta. Here it's not worth a pruta. Nonetheless, chayshin and shema shava pruta b'modai. The kiddushin is a suffic kiddushin. We're afraid maybe somewhere else nearby it's worth a shava pruta. Even though here it's not, maybe somewhere else it is. And the Ran writes in that Gemara, if we would know that somewhere else it is worth a shava pruta, in our times we would know, we could determine that, so then the kiddushin is a vada kiddushin, even though here it's not worth a shava pruta, since elsewhere it is worth a shava pruta, the kiddushin is valid. Again, because even though it's the same date here, same date there, the answer is here, and during this period of time, it's not worth a pruta. Over there, based on the climate over there, it is worth a pruta, and we understand that the valuation of items depends on where you are and what time period a person is living in, or what time of year it is, or what time of day perhaps it is. Things fluctuate, and prices fluctuate, and they change. What is this based on? So if you remember, we saw the Ran, who claimed that it was based on a concept we had in Daf Ches. Back, if you look back at Chesem and Aleph, where the Gemara said that the woman, or the Kayin, has the right to say, Lididi Shaveli. Since the woman accepted this item as Kiddushin, obviously it's of value to her. And even though here in the marketplace it doesn't sell for Shavar Pruta, it's as if she's saying, to me it's the equivalent of a Shavar Pruta, it's worth it to get married for this date. And even though here it's not worth a Shavar Pruta, it is worth a Shavar Pruta elsewhere, and artificially she props up the value by accepting it as Kiddushin. So even though here it's not worth a Shavar Pruta, since elsewhere it is, even though we're not living elsewhere, so here it's not worth a Shavar Pruta. Nonetheless, since she accepted it as Kiddushin, she endowed it with a higher value. That's the concept of Lididi Shavali. You can artificially prop up the value of things if it's worth more to you. So even though here it's not worth a Pruta, see here, even though, okay, so let's say somewhere else it is. So we're going to get married somewhere else. But we might say here it's not worth a Pruta. Says the Ran, no, by accepting it as Kiddushin, so she's saying, Lididi Shavali, just like over there it's worth a Pruta, I'm also accepting it as a Pruta, and artificially she propped up the value of the item. And you can do all this, because values of an item depends on where you live, and you know who you're dealing with, and what time of day it is. We understand that's how the valuation of items changes. Yeah, no.
Yeah, so when you say she has her own subjective value, it doesn't matter whether or not there is another place?
Fantastic. So we dealt with this at the time. The Ran feels there has to be somewhere where it is worth a Pruta in order to artificially prop up the value. We could deal with it. We dealt with it at length at the time. Very astute point. Excellent. So let's say over here, Rabbi Yisai, a person is at a ball game, right? And I don't know how much they charge, you know, for drinks in a ball game. Insane, right? It's insane. About $15 for, you know, a cup of soda. I don't think that's so much of an exaggeration, right? It depends where you are. So then, so is that all you know? Is that all you know? Can we cry foul? The answer is, no pun intended. The answer is, no, it's not right now. Why not? Because in the stadium, that's how much drinks cost. That's just the way it is. If a person would buy 12 cans of soda, so then a can of soda sells for whatever it sells for. If you buy it, a can of soda in a fancy restaurant, you know, at 9 o'clock at night, together with your entree, we understand that it's going to cost, you know, exponentially more. That's just how much things cost at different places, different times. So a can of soda next door at the local bodega could be 75 cents. When you move next door to Reserve Cut, so we understand it's going to be more. And that's the marketplace. The marketplace changed. You're at a different place and a different time. Yeah?
You're saying, though, that in stadiums across the globe, sodas are higher, or because in this stadium particularly, they decided to raise the price. So that's the
no, I think price. In Cleveland, I've never been to a ball game in Cleveland, but I would think in Cleveland it would be, to belittle anything, I think it would be cheaper than in Yankee Stadium in New York.
Then any store anywhere could say, like, hey, this is the value of the item in my store, and it doesn't matter what the value of the item in other stores are. If they want to raise the price, then fine. Or is there an assumption that, okay, all stadiums all over the place, they all have high
No, prices? I think if you're in bodegas, so then the price of a soda in a bodega is a certain price.
Yeah, but if we're going on the assumption that stadiums, it's generally has higher prices.
Venues, we understand, have higher prices. Right. If they would charge $45 for a soda, yeah, then perhaps.
Yeah, that's what stadiums do, so you can say that's fine.
Right, but I think even there, we understand that there's a range. You know, that there's some we'll get to ranges of prices.
It's all,
in a second.
About like comparative value, though.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. You're saying, well, at a movie theater, it's less than at an intermission of a Broadway show, than at a Yankee game. Okay, but I think by and large, we all understand that there's a certain normal value. But even more than that, there's a second reason why it doesn't apply in the stadium. And that is because no one here is being fooled. We all know the price of Coke. You know the price of a Coke. I know the price of the Coke. The stadium knows the price of the Coke. We all know how much it costs. And yet, I, as a cognitive, rational individual, choose to pay that amount for that in this venue. So then, to a certain degree, we're saying, l'didi shavili, to me, the drink is worth more, meaning artificially, I, simply by paying the price. See, if they would charge $45 for soda, any good yid in this room would say, I'll suffer without the drink. We're not good. It's just too far. That we're just not going to do it. I mean, we can't look at ourselves in the mirror if we pay so much money for a Coke. So we would never pay that amount. But here, the wool has not been pulled over anybody's eyes. You're not a tourist who's coming from out of town who thinks that a taxi ride from Penn Station to Grand Central costs $85. It's not like someone fooled you. We all know how much Coke costs. We all know, and we decide to pay for it. So then, perhaps, if we're real capitalists, that's what the market demands. So then that's now the price of Coke for here, because we just agreed to pay for it. So by definition that you're paying for it, and no one is under any false impressions about how much these things cost elsewhere, that has just become the price. So there's two reasons, perhaps, why I know it would not apply, and that is, number one, it could be because the venue is considered to be a different place in a different time, or it could be simply by paying for it without any loss of any information. I'm saying l'didi shavili. To me, it's worth more. Yeah.
So you distinguish between necessities and luxuries, like things which are maybe like an inelastic demand, like EpiPens. It doesn't matter how high
you raise the price. Saying it's not right to overcharge. That's a whole separate. You're saying I have you over a barrel, and now you have no choice because otherwise.
Right, not distinguish. Like you don't need Coke.
No, I think if we would put in place such a restriction, that would be arbitrary. Meaning the capitalistic market is, if I have a limit on the supply, so then too bad. You know what I mean? Whether or not we should enforce that, or we should allow that in the first place when people's lives are at stake, a whole separate issue. Also, that was the whole case a year ago with the company. Whole separate issue. And maybe you have the right, whatever. Would pikuach nefesh be directly served? Gzeilos also comes in play, and whether or not it's right to do such a thing in the first place. But let's just deal with the simple monetary policy, okay? And that is that the value of items fluctuates. So, the value of things could depend on place and time. And if we're all on the same page about how much things cost and we decide to pay a certain amount, more for it, again, I know it would not apply. What we're discussing here is a mistake was made. Someone didn't have all of the information. Or a property or an item was overvalued. I don't know how much a piece of art is worth. I take it to an appraiser and he makes a mistake. I didn't know that. I didn't agree to switch this painting for that painting. Art is not my field. But we took it to an appraiser. He appraised them both as the same. Then I took it to another appraiser and he was wrong. That's what we're discussing in our Gemara. That's where the Issur of Aino applies. There is a standard market value. No one's claiming otherwise. Here, in this place, in this time, this is how much it's worth. And it's not that we made a informed decision to do otherwise. It was not an informed decision. We were under false impressions. So that's where the Issur of Aino applies, and that's where these rules apply. So let's get back to the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman, ha'achin shechilko arein kelekuchos. They're like people who are engaged in a transaction. Pokos mishtus nikne mekach. If a mistake was laid, or misinformation was given out, and the misinformation is less than a sixth, the mekach is valid, and nothing else needs to be done. Yeser al shtus, more than a shtus, batel ha'mekach. The whole transaction is batel, and here, so too, the whole division will be batel. Shtus, kana umaser aino. If it would be a sixth, so then the transaction is valid, but you have to return the amount of the overcharge. So, Amar Rava, hadaman pachas mishtus nikne mekach. There's two gear cells in this Gemara, but let's start with this. Amar Rava, hadaman pachas mishtus nikne mekach. Less than a sixth, the mekach is valid. That's only if I didn't make you a shliach to go buy me a soda. If I made you a shliach to go buy me a soda, and you you paid too much for it, so then, even though normally we would say the mekach is valid, here it's not, because you're a shliach who veered from what I told you, or what I presumed we had in mind. I sent you to do my benefit, to do me a teva, not to do me an avla. And here you spend too much money, you're throwing my money away. Okay, so the only time we say pachos mishtus, the mekach is chayim, is if there was no shlichus involved. If there's a shlichus involved, that invalidates the whole mekach. V'had amarin, yes, a mishtus. Now we're going to the other extreme. We started out below a shtus. Now we're going to more than a shtus. V'had amarin, yes, a mishtus, batel amekach. L'amar adulai amar niflugin b'shuma de beidina. Aval amar niflug b'shuma de beidina. I said, you know what, let's go to a beizen and get it evaluated. And the beizen made a mistake, mechron kayim. This not, we have a mishnah. Shum hadayam shepech shushus, I see rushus, mechron batel. If Shimon Gamliel, I'm a mechron kayim. If you went to a Beis Din and they made a mistake in the Shuma, you can't go back to the Meicher at that point and say, oh, you made a mistake. We all went to a third party an unbiased, non-partisan third party, and they made a mistake. That's not my fault. We go to a diamond appraiser and he makes a mistake. You could sue the diamond appraiser. But don't come back to the Meicher with tainus. Go to the person who appraised it. You have tainus with Beis Din. You don't have tainus with the Meicher. Okay, so the only time Yosem Yimei Shtus is Batel is if you didn't take it to a legitimate third party to evaluate it, but if you did, then your argument is with them, not with the Meicher. V'had amar and Shtus kano machzer ayno, that which we said, the Shtus is kaina, and you just return the amount of the overcharge, lo amar nava metaltali. That's only by metaltalin, by movables, a painting, a becher, clothing, real estate, ain't oino the karkos. There's no oino by karkos. Why not? Rashi explains. The oino ksiv bohen, you'll get Rashi. Oikono miyada misech, the pasuk says, kisim kar memka la misech, the pasuk in Parashat Behar, oikono miyada misech. What does kono miyada misech imply? We're talking about something that's nicknamed miyad liyad. Something that could be movable. You know this, we make a mistake. Okay, oh, you know. Karka is excluded from the pasuk. Because it's not nitin miyad liyad. So, ein ano le karkos. Okay, so fine. We have a limitation on each one of the rules. Less than a shtus only applies if there was no shlichus involved. More than a shtus is only batel hamekach if we don't go to an impartial third party. Then you have claims to the third party. And the only time the Mecca has come, you have to return the Aino, is if you're talking about Metalfin, Karkos are excluded from that rule. Uvim Mekarkoi Lo'amaran, and that which we said, Aino no the Karkos, we didn't say that, El de Polg B'iluya, Aval Polg B'mishchas Aloy, if we divided it based on value, so then Aino no the Karkos. If we divided it based on square footage, and we made a mistake in estimating the square footage, then it does go back. Then it does go back. The Amar Rabba called over Shebemida, Shebemishka, Shebeminyan, Afilu Pachos Mikidei Ano Nami Chazer. Anything that is evaluated in volume, in size, in number, not in value. So it does go back. There is Aino. It sounds like even less than a shtus. Even less than a shtus. Even though we said less than a shtus, don't bother with it. You know, you overcharge the guy less than a shtus. Yeah, you shouldn't do it. We'll get back to, can you do that with Kafi or shouldn't you have done it? Whatever it is, the sale is valid. But if the mistake is I bought this amount, I bought a liter, and I got half a liter, or I got a liter, even less than a smidgen, less than a little bit, too bad. The Mekach goes back. The Mekach goes back. So too by Karkos. Even though Karkos are excluded from Aina, that's only if we divided it based on value, the Achen Shechilku. But if we divided it based on square footage, no. Then it goes back even less than a shtus, then there is Aina even by Karkos. The truth of the matter is, there is a big machlekes how to understand this concept. What does it mean? Kol davar shebemida v'shebemishko v'shebeminyan If we made a mistake in square footage, we go back. What does that mean, we go back? Go back to what? We start over? We start over, or I fill in what was missing? Let's say we divided square footage. Everyone's supposed to get 10,000 square feet of property that belonged to the father. And, I got 10,000, you got 10,000, the other brother got 9,000. So do we have to divide the other 1,000 between the three of us, or we start over and the whole Mekach is batel? Is the Mekach batel, or you just have to, make it fair? Do we start over, or no? So if you look in the Ran writes, Aval Pog b'mishchasa, if we split it up based on size, Afil Pogos mikidei ono chayzer, even if less than a sixth, we go back. What do you mean we go back? She'ein ze kesharo knows the karmel on pokos mishtos machil inish. This is not the same as regular ono, which is based on value, that we say less than a sixth people are machil. The hasam ein kol adam yachol etzamtem adam. You know, when we're trying to sell a Coke, 75 cents, 80 cents, 85 cents, it's hard to figure out, and these things fluctuate. How much is it really selling for? It's not like Coke is, a commodity that's traded on the commodities market. And gold and silver are constantly changing. Everything's changing. Who knows? So to say you really overcharged, yes, we can figure it out, but it's hard. So people are moichel. About Tabamida, but if let's say you buy a liter, and I go home and I put in my graduated cylinder, and it's not a liter, no one's moichel. No one's moichel. No one's moichel. You can figure out what a leader is. So why would anybody be Michael? No one's Michael. So that's what the Ron says. No one's Michael. About Tob Amida Tolti. Vadaita the Hochi Loy Ovid. I never wanted to engage in a transaction if you're gonna cheat me in the amount. So it's a Mekach Tos according to the Ron. We start over. This is a joke. If you make a mistake in how much we charge, how much we evaluate the value of this item for, if it's a little bit more, it's hard to know the exact value of things. You overcharge me a little bit on Michael. But if I bought a certain amount and you didn't give me what I bought, no one is Michael. So it's a Mekach Tos, says the Ron, we start over. Yeah. No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. No.
I'm saying if it's very indistinct.
No. No one would be my home. I'm telling you. You're saying if I got a billion and one, could you just make it smaller? But if anybody who's a rational person feels they were supposed to get an apartment and they didn't get it, whether you're buying 9,000 units or 1,000 units or 10 units, if I cheated you out of a unit, let's say I'm selling you 10 apartments in this building and there's only 9, you're not going to overlook it. Nobody would. But if I say, the price in Manhattan is whatever it is, $250 a square foot, and it's really $249, or it's really, people understand that that's a hard thing to evaluate. Or things might change based on district or block or whatever. But if I say I'm selling to you 10 diamonds, and there's really 9, no one's going to be happy. No one. No one has that in mind. That's the opinion of the Ran, that this is a Mekach Tos. That's how he interprets this last line in the Gemara. Mekach Tos, if we're dealing with evaluations, we have all these rules. How much is the value? And Karkos, ain't no but Karkos. But if we're talking about Mido, Minyan, no one is Michael there. That's a Mekach Tos, we start over. Start over, no one had in mind for such a sale. Okay. The problem is, the Rishonim asks, is the Mishnah in Bava Basra seems to contradict this. The Mishnah says in Bava Basra, over here, Kuf Gimel Mabez, Beis Kor Ofer Ani Meichel Lecha. The guy sells a certain amount of dirt or land. Bechebel. He sells him a certain amount. And it turns out it's the wrong amount. I still told you I'm selling you a certain amount, and it's less. Or it's more. So Piches, so Kol Shu Yinake. Take off, what was extra. Hoysir, you gave him extra. Kosher Yaxer, give it back. So if I gave you extra, give it back. If I gave you less, I'll give you more. What does it sound like from here? If we made a mistake in Mida or Mishko, what do? We just rectify this. It's not a Mekach Tos. It's not a firm made mistake in sale. What do? We rectify the situation. No. We'll make it up. Either you'll give me back a little, I'll give you more. The sale is not invalidated. So Tarsus there already asked, it seems to be against our Gemara, statement of Rava, Koshu B'mida V'mishko B'mida. I feel Pachmik there, no, Nami Chazer. It's a Mekach Tos. That's not what I had in mind. How come in the Mishnah Baba Basra, you just make it up? So Rashi there explains in Baba Basra, the Hada Amar Rava, over here, he's given on the brackets. Kol Dama Shem B'mida, I feel Pachmik there, no, Chazer. How do we metal to lay? That's if you're dealing with movables. The Mishnah, Mesech, the Baba Basra is Karka. Karka never goes back. No, Karka never goes back. You just we just fix the situation. Rectify. You give me a little bit more, you give me a little less. So Tarsus writes, Agav Churfei Loi Iyin. Because Rashi's so smart, he missed this point. The Behedya Aisil of a Rage Prey based the Kiddushin Avakarkoi. Agamar is talking about Karkos. How can you say Rava is only talking about movables, not Karkos? The Mishnah Baba Basra is talking about Karkos. The Mech is only Mekakos. If it's movables, I was buying a liter of soda, it was a half a liter. Then it's batel. Even if it's less than a sixth in value, it's batel. But if it's karka, we just fix the situation. You give a little bit more, you take a little less. Tarsus said it can't be that, because Agamar brings it up, evokes this concept with regards to karkos. So the Rajba says, disagrees with the Ran, because of this, Gemara Baba Basra. He disagrees with the Ran. No, Agamar never meant it's a Mekach Tos. What did Agamar mean? What did Rava mean? Doesn't mean it's a Mekach Tos, we start over. It means you make good. You said you were going to give him more, give him more. If you gave too much, he'll give you back some. That's all it means. Never meant it was a Mekach, it's Batel. So we're going to Rashi, it's Stabra, the Rava love Chayzer Mekach Ka'omar. Doesn't mean you start over. You make up for that which you shortchanged him. You don't start over. You make up for the mistake, just like the Gemara Baba Basra. You make up for the mistake. You gave him too little, give him more. Varimi Gash Kain Piresham. Varimi Gash also says like this, via Hef Taima. He gives a reason. 1 minute, Rabbi said, this means even if it's more than a sixth, or it's less than a sixth, we never start over if it's a mistake in Mido or Mishko. What Rabba now was telling us is something else according to the Rajba. According to the Ran, we thought what Rabba was telling us is, if you make a mistake in value, then we have rules. More than a six, less than a six, exactly a six. If it's a mistake in amount, it's always butthole. That's what the Ran told us. Ah, you never had a mind. You gave me, I said, 10 apartments, it's 9, forget it. Mekach Tos. The Rajba says, no, we have a Gemara Baba Basra, just give him more. You said 10, give him a 10th. What Rabbi now is telling us is, it's never chayzer, even if it's more than a sixth the mistake. It's never chayzer, you just make up for the difference. Why? So the Rimi Gash explains, because if you're dealing with a mistaken value, so then we're on different pages. I thought it was worth this amount, you thought it was worth that amount, or you fooled me, and you claimed it was worth that amount. So if the mistake is minimal, amarcho, if the mistake is major, ooh. Mekach Tos. That's more than a six. We got to start over. If it's a mistaken number, says the Rimi Gash, we're really on the same page. We agree on everything. We agree how much this is worth, right? We're all on the same page. Just in the end of the day, I didn't get what I was supposed to get in the mail. Yeah, I got too little. So Rimi Gash says when there's a mistaken number, it's not worse than a mistaken value. See, the Ran told us a mistaken value, people are Michael. Mistaken number, no one's Michael. We start over. The Rashba says, no, it's really just the opposite. Why? Because a mistake in value, we're not on the same page. A mistaken number, we're on the same page, just you didn't deliver. So give me what you promised. So that's what the Rimi Gash explains. Rav, Levi, Megash, Kain, Pire, Shavi, have time, Shalom, Amar, Mechilu, Bito, Mekach, Elk, Shaino, Bidomim, Davi, Kituusa, Beaker, Zvini. There's a mistake, we're not on the same page. There's a major mistake here. There's no mistake in money. You sold me a certain amount, but it just didn't arrive. No. So pony up. And give me what you promised. Okay, so we have a machlekes, how to learn this statement of Rava. The Ran says this is worse than a mistaken value. The Rashba says it's better. Just give me what you promised. The Ran says no, it's a mekach tos. Now the whole thing is you start over. Tosis says somewhere in between. Rabbi, so I look back at Tosis in the brackets over there, and always Gimel, and this is the opinion of the Rambam as well. Va'emari, that there's a difference. The Rava Iri. He understands like the Ran. It's a bito mekach. Giving me less than the number. Come on. You promised me this. You gave me that. I didn't have that in mind. It's a mekach tos. That's if we had a mistake, though, in the weights and measures. You know, you have a tape measure, and your tape measure all of a sudden doesn't jive with everyone else's tape measures. You know, your weights and measures are different. You extend out your foot measure, and it's a little bit it's off. So that's a mecca. Come on. If we all agree though that we're selling you 10 items, or we're selling you a pound or 2 pounds, but we never measured it out, and I send you a bag and it's too light, it's too heavy. No, make it up. That's the Gemara Bava Basra. Rava's talking about, we measured it out, but you lied. It was wrong. Your measurements are wrong. That's a mekach tos. That's a mekach tos. Look, Omeri, the Rava Iri Kishamadudu, Viteu Bemida. Your tape measure is doctored. Oh, I can't do business like that. Avahacha Loi Madudu. Here wasn't measured out. Elabibon Limdoid. We're coming now to measure. We all agreed to the terms. You didn't deliver. Okay, so now, pony up. So kind of like the Rashba and the Rimigash. So he kind of splits in between the Ran and the Rashba. He says, really, if you made a mistake in the Mida, deliberately, you doctored it. Mekach is butter like the Ran. If we just, you didn't deliver in the end. You promised me a certain number. Didn't come through. So now deliver. And this seems to be the opinion of the Rambam too. Rabbi said, look at the Rambam. Hamarach l'chaveru b'mido b'mishko b'minyan v'tar b'koshu. You made a mistake. Chayzer li'oilam. Shein oinara b'damim v'b'cheshbon chayzer. When it comes to number, no one is Michael, like the Ran told us. No one is Michael. And you promised me a certain measurement and you didn't give it to me. No one's Michael. Money, how much it's worth, people might be Michael. Number, no one's Michael. But what does that mean? Does that mean we start over? Does that mean just give me what I'm missing? So Ketzad, Machlav Omeah goes in Medinar, Vinim Tzumeah Ve'echad, you sold me 100 and there's 101 or there's 99, Nikna Mekach U'matzer Satos, give me back what you missed. So Chaim explains, over here in this piece on that Rambam, what's the difference for Tosis and for the Rambam. Why is there a difference if we made a mistake beforehand or we made a mistake in delivery? Meaning if we made a mistake in terms of you take out your measurement, you're the real estate agent, you say, show me, it's 1,000 square feet. I say, really? I pull out my own tape measure. I pull out, it's much less. Much less. So that's a mekach tos. We start over. How come that's different? Then I say, you're giving me 1,000 square feet. I get to the apartment and there's not 1,000 square feet. Then it's not Bartel. Give me a different apartment that has 1,000 square feet. Or, make the apartment bigger. Make it 1,000 square feet. Why is that different? Yeah?
One is more similar to the valuation. Because you're disagreeing about one particular apartment, whether it's 1,000 square feet
right.
Or not. Whereas the other one, you're saying, I want an apartment with 1,000.
Fantastic. So this is what Reb Chaim says. And this is a big yesod in Oinah. Reb Chaim says, when we, there's a mistake in the measurements. So that's a classic mekach tos. I'm buying a car and it's a lemon. I thought I'm buying A, I'm getting B. You're using one tape measure, I'm using a different one. We're not on that's a mekach tos. We don't have in mind the same thing. But if we have in mind the same 1,000 feet for a certain price, just it didn't come through. So that's not a mekach tos. We don't have different things in mind. We have the same thing in mind. Just it didn't arrive. New, send me a new one. Send me what I asked for. Send me, the extra. Because we basically had in mind the same thing. So the Reb Chaim says, with regards to Aina in general, That's like a mistaken value. What happens when you have a mistaken value? We have every. Was there a mistake going on here? Rabbi, it's like a man comes from out of town, gets into a taxi at Penn Station. The guy asks him, please take me, 185th Street. He says, fine, that'll be $250. In the olden days, this used to go on. Now they make you have the Eretz Yisrael still goes on. You have to say, Tosim et hamoneh. Here, it's by law. They get arrested if they don't do it. So here, everybody does. In the olden days, it was like that here, too. So the good old days. Right? So they see, the foreigner walks in, can't tell which way is up or down, or left or right. Say, please take me 185th Street in Amsterdam. 360, twenty times chai. Get you there. So he sees it from a yid. Okay, 20 times chai. So that's how you know clearly. But was there any? Did I trick you? Did I tell you it's further than it is? No. Did you make a mistake? Was there any mistake here in terms of what we discussed for a certain price? No, we discussed the trip to 185th Street. You might know where that is. You just don't know how much it costs here. That's not a mekach tos. That's not you have in mind A and you got B. You have in mind 1,000 square feet and you're using a doctor tape measure. That's a mekach tos. That's a mistaken sale. I think I'm buying a new car and it's an old car. I think I'm buying a car that has an engine and has no engine. That's a mekach tos. Here, there's no mekach tos, says Reb Chaim. There's no mekach tos, but I know. Everyone knows what they're getting for how much they're paying for it. The mistake is that they don't know how much it normally costs in that place. So Reb Chaim says, that's not a mekach tos. The only reason you're not allowed to do that is because the Torah says, don't do it. But it's not a mekach tos. It should never have gone back. It's not a mekach tos. You ask for a ride that costs 10 minutes. I tell you here in New York that costs $360. And you don't know any better. That's not a mekach tos. Says Reb Chaim, that's exerus hakosav that you have to return it. You look over here, the Reb Chaim. The last word on the line is mishum. Mishum, it may be right in the middle. The bekol oinos shtus, oi mishum, I mishum din tos, halo shtus shava lepachos mishtus, ay tzorach lios hamekach chayim, kemo shepasku zem zeh. Every case of oinos should really have been valid. V'hada mishtus machzir oinos, that which you have to return it, when it's a shtus, hurach migzeres hakosav, bifnei atzma hanemar bar oinos, the shtus kano, machzir oinos. It's only because of igzeres hakosav. Vim kain, so therefore, says Reb Chaim, the rules are different. See, if you had in mind a certain measurement and he got a different measurement, so that's a mekach tos. But if it was just in terms of what you delivered, so okay, deliver the rest. We had in mind the same thing. Says Reb Chaim, that's generally the case by Ono. We have in mind the same thing. A ride to 185th Street, the shaila is how much should that have cost? But we agreed to a price for an item, for services rendered. You're not privy to certain information, how that much that normally you should cost. That's the Iser in the Torah of Aino. But it's not the same as Mekach Tos. It's very different. It's Exeris HaKosav of the Torah not to do it. Al Tainu Isha Sochim. Therefore, for example, just to really see where this comes out, even if it's more than a Shtus, the Mekach is Batel. When or why is the Mekach Batel if it's more than a Shtus? So our Gemara said, "Ein oino b'karkos." There's no oino when it comes to karka. Again, if you remember, the Gemara went through the three rules. If it's less than a shtus, the mekach is kayim. If it's a shtus, but that's if you didn't send the shliach. You sent the shliach. No. Tikkun yishad v'sech v'lo lavasi. You didn't do what I asked you. You got fooled. Even if it's a little bit, I don't want that. If it's a shtus, the mekach kayim. You maxed the oino. Except if there was a Shum HaDayonim, we got an official evaluation, then you have tainas with the evaluation society, not with me. And if it's Shtus, exactly, Mekach Kayim, Yimach Zidai, no, that's not by Karka. What about by Karka more than a Shtus? So Taisus writes in this long, Divrei Maaseh Hachi Garsinan, that from Rashi's Gears in the Gemara, if you look down, we'll skip around because this is just overwhelming. But if you look a few lines down, Tosfos writes after Ad Kan Loshayno, he finishes quoting Rashi. He writes, "V'kasha the Rabbeinu Tam, Chada mi denoka gabishtus einoino lekarkos, mashma debi yesem ishtus yesh leinoino." Sounds like it'd be more than a shtus. There would be einoino, but Tosfos says, "Bo mitzia masik." that even if you sell 100, which should have cost 100, you sell it for 200, there's no way to know by karka, even though it's more than a sixth. So then look down. Lekach nira l'Rabbeinu Tam. His rise back and forth with Rashi. The Gars Ipcha. He switches the gears. V'chein Gars Rabbeinu Chanana v'hachi Gars Sinan. Hada amar shtus kana umachzer ana. That's if you didn't get an official evaluation. If you got an official valuation, you don't have to return the ina. V'hadam, or yes, the mishtus batal amekach. That we said more than a shtus, it's you start over. That's by metalton. If it's by karka, even though it's more than a shtus, you don't go back. But then Tysus can't even, you know, he can't have that. That's too much. But then he says, what if you charge 1,000 times more than it's worth? So then Tysus says, if it's more than 2 to 1, you got to return it even by karka. Have to return it. I mean, come on. That's just too much. We can't even justify it. Can't justify it. It's crazy. That's a back in Mekaftos. Tyson says, if it's 2 to 1, 1,000 to 1, more than 2 to 1, come on. Even Tyson agrees it's Batel Mekaf. So Rashi holds, if it's a sixth, or more than a sixth, even by Karka, it's Batel Mekaf. Ain't no, but Karkos is exactly a sixth. That's Rashi's Gerson. Tyson says, Gerson, no. Even more than a sixth is not Batel Mekaf by Karka. Ain't no, but Karkos. 2 to 1. That's too much. If you look, more than 2 to 1 is too much. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam writes over here, Oizvav, that no matter how much you charge for karka, there's no bitul mekach. Never by karka. You can charge as much as you want for karka, the sale will never go back. There's no oino by karkos. Why? I mean, this is just egregious. I mean, this is insane. You understand what this is saying, Rabbi Isai? I bring you to a swap in the middle of the Florida over there, you know? Ever been to the middle of Florida? Everyone always goes to the east coast or the west coast of Florida. You know, in the middle, Mamish Oil Swamp. I tell you, we're building here, you know? There are these scams all the time. We're building here. I'm telling you, it's going to be worse. It's going to scar. The new Miami, you know? And you pay an insane amount for it. So according to the Rambam, it never goes back. Never goes back. You're stuck with it. He stuck with it. Why? So again, I think it's because of Reb Chaim's aside. The answer is there's no mekach tos by oino. You agreed to pay this amount for a swamp. I didn't fool you. If I show you a picture of one thing, I show you a picture of Milan, and I give you, Vineland, New Jersey. Okay, we're talking about two different things. You know, I showed you a picture. I show you a picture of it. I sell you on this and that and this. And that. You agreed to pay. So if I lied, and you know, we have no such plans, fine. But let's say you overpaid for a property. I show you a property in Detroit. Everybody said you could go on Zillow. You could buy right now a property in Detroit. I know people do this. You go buy a property in Detroit, Mamish, $1,000. You could buy a whole house in certain areas of Detroit. Go online. You'll see right after this year. Not during this year. After this year. Go online. Zillow. Go and invest in properties. Maybe it's gone up. But a few years ago, it was true for sure. A few $100 buy a boarded up house somewhere in Detroit. Nope. So you thought either way, you know, that this is going to be the best thing ever, and it's okay. There's a reason why it costs a few $100. You made a mistake. So it never chayzer. Why not? Someone told you this is an up and coming area or whatever. Never chayzer. Why not? Because you agreed to pay this amount for this property. Too bad. There's no mekach tos here. Assuming no one, you know, made up pictures and things. There's no mekach tos. You knew what you paid for. Why then does it ever batel mekach? Why did it ever? Because there's an Easter in the Torah. But no, you're not supposed to do it. Is it a mekach tos? I think I'm buying a car, a new car, and it turns out to be a lemon. That's a mekach tos. You think you're buying, one thing, turns out to be something else. That's a mekach tos. You think you're using one tape measure, and it's a doctor tape measure. That's a mekach tos. But you understand what you paid for, and you knew how much you were paying for it. Never, Mecca. It's only an Easter in the Torah of Aino. Certain circumstances, the Torah says, to give it back. You know why? It's because, artificially, what we are doing is saying, let's see how much can we prop up the price to say that this could have been a fair price for this item. If it gets too high, it's more than, up to a six, we can say, look, this could have been a fair price. More than a six, we can't even justify it, so it's Batel HaMecca. Not because it's a Mecca toast, because we can't justify paying so much money for this item. So not only is there an Easter in the Torah, a part of that Easter is either return the Eino or the whole sale has got to go back. We just can't even justify it. Not because it's a Mekach Toz. Just because A doesn't equal B anymore. So we start over. By Karka, that's never true. You know why? Because a little inch of Karka in the middle of Times Square could cost. You could pay for a square, you know, for a storefront in the middle of Times Square. Who knows? I don't know what the rent is. Probably insane rent. Or, you know, on the 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, you know, the real estate, there's no, anybody who's going into real estate knows, location, it could depend, you know, people could pay insane amounts of money for real estate, depending on where it is. So can you ever over, you know, could there ever be, you can't justify a price for real estate? No, you could always justify a price. Real estate's different. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, he writes over here, on the second line, Oisches, about Bekarka. Real estate is real estate, it's around forever. People will be willing, in theory, to pay anything for it if it be in the right place in the right time. Real estate, there's no end to the value, no ceiling. Real estate could be worth anything. So, according to Reb Chaim, the reason why I know is not every case is. It really, by karka, it's not both a mekach, even when it's yaisim ishtus, because never a mekach toast by karka. Because there's never a mekach toast by ona in general. The only reason why it's chayzer hamekach, if it's more than ishtus, is we can't squeeze a square into a circle. We can't justify such a price. Yes, prices fluctuate, but not that much. I mean, that's ridiculous. When it comes to karka, we could justify anything. So maybe that's what you had in mind, so it's not botel. The Mekach is not Batel. Not because it's a Mekach toast. There's no Mekach toast by Ono. No Mekach toast by Ono. You know what you paid and you know what you bought. You know how much you paid for. You were missing other information. That's not a Mekach toast. That's what Reb Chaim told us. It's a Gzeiros HaKosov not to do it. So in a certain sense, our boy said, this is not Dine Momenis. This, Halachos of Eino appear in Chayshim Mishpat. But it perhaps should have appeared in Yaradeya. This is an Easter in the Torah. Like Ribbis, where's Ribbis in Shulchan Aruch HaBaisai? Yardea. This is, it's true, it has to do with money. This is not laws of transactions. This is religious law. No one got fooled. You knew what you were buying. You knew how much you paid for it. You didn't know the market. Okay. So who says I can't do that? You agreed to do it. You're a consenting adult. You agreed to do it. The answer is it's a religious principle. You're not supposed to do it. Why, if it's more than a shtus, is a batel? Not because it's a mekach toast, says the Rambam. Because we just can't justify it anymore. But it's a religious principle. So for that reason, Rabbi said, it could be even where the mekach is not chayzer, or where perhaps you don't even have to pay your remuneration. You don't have to pay him back. Could be it's still losser. Rabbi said, look at the rush. The Rush writes, how come less than a shtus, you don't have to pay the guy back anything? The Yira, the Bechol Shara, Dvar Mefil Pokash Mishtus, says the Rush, you're not supposed to do this. I'm not supposed to overcharge you at all. Even if it's less than a shtus. Also, Lana says, Chaveroi, Im Yej Be Shavapruta, if the overcharging is a Shavapruta. Kevin Shiyadu Hashem Mecho Shavakokach, you know it's not really worth that much. Rachmana Amar Al Toinu. Don't do this, even though he's willing to pay for it. If we establish a new price in the stadiums, I got you under the gun, and now you want a soda and you're dying from thirst if you ate my peanuts and my popcorn and all this, and now I got you, so you agreed to do it. You knew how much the market is, okay? No one had misinformation. You don't know information. You came from outer space. You don't know how much these things cost, and I tell you it costs this amount, and you could buy it next door for less. So then that's overcharging. Rachmana Amar, Al Tainu, Bechol Dovish, Yesh Bashiva Mammon, His Hira Terish, Lo Yanes, Chaveroi. The Rush suggests a different shot why less than a sixth you don't have to pay the guy back anything. Not because the guy is Michael. El Shamu Chachamim Da'ad Shtus Havi Mechila. So the Rush says, really, you shouldn't do it. The Rush says, could be the reason why less than a sixth is not, you don't have to pay him back, is because Derech Ha'olam Limcho Ta'usam Ad Shtus. Not because people, that's the first reason, people are willing to be Michael. Oy Shem, I came in the Derech Mechachu Memkar Bekach. Maybe it doesn't have a set value. Meaning, how set is any value of any commodity? Is anything really that set? Even silver and gold fluctuates constantly every day. So can you really say soda has a set value within a certain range? No. So the Rush says it could be less than a sixth. We can't really nail it down. less than a six really doesn't have a set value. So the Rosh says, according to that explanation, that less, not because people are moichel less than a six, because less than a six, we can't really nail it down. It's hard to say it really has a set value. So the Rosh says, maybe it's even permitted to overcharge people less than a six. That's within the range of what the value of this item is. If you're looking to say Sefer HaChinuch, he says a similar pshat. About pachos mishtus, he tirus akardim levachal ishtaka letagar and they tikkun a yishuv. Look in the last line. Shim su b'nei adam tzarcheya mukhani b'chol makom. People want items available, you got to pay for it. And there's a value, people have the right to up the value of items. If you would ever be able to overcharge anything, how do the value of things keep, the price of things keep going up and up and up? It's because someone raises the price, capitalism, and they see, oh, I could get this value for it. Now that the price just changed. Oh, you jump it up. I see I could get this value for it. Now the price just changed. Why don't you say every time someone bumps up the value, it's overcharging? The answer is there's a range. It's not a set thing. So less than a sixth is fair. But the Rush entertains one possibility. No, it's because people are meichel, and even though you don't have to pay the guy back, it's usher to do it, because it's really the religious principle here, Rabbi says. It's not mekach tos. No one was mistaken. Just you're not supposed to do it. You knew what you were buying. You knew how much you were paying for it. Another example of this, Rabbi says, with regards to karka. Writes the Ramban, even though there's no oinah b'karkos, guess what? You can't overcharge even by real estate. We said it never is chayzer when it comes to karka. According to the Rambam, it's never chayzer. Taisa said up, you know, 2 to 1, more than that. We can't even justify the price. You have to give it back by karka. Rashi said more than a shtus, we can't even justify it by karka. The Rambam said you never go back by karka. Because karka has ceiling, no ceiling. Nonetheless, says the Rambam, you shouldn't do it. It's still usher to do. We don't make the mecha chayzer. He doesn't even have to give you back anything because we could squeeze the price in. But there's a religious principle here. You're not supposed to do it. Again, because it's really a religious thing. It's not a mekach tos. A final area where perhaps you see this, that this is not the same as other dinei mamonos. Let me just finish this point. We'll take a question a second. In regards to this issue, what do you say about a suffek oino? What do you say about suffek gezel? Suffek gezel. Suffek gezel, what do you do? I say, you have $20 in your wallet? That's mine. Give it back. You say, no, it's yours. I say, now you're Suffolk Goslin. Suffolk Dereis Lechumer, now you got to give it to me. Why don't we say such a thing? Why don't we say such a thing? That computer's mine. Ah, no, it's not. Suffolk Goslin. Suffolk Dereis Lechumer, give it to me. The answer is, because Gzela is really Dine Mamanis. I'm not supposed to take money that doesn't belong to me. First, we resolve the Mamanis issue. When it comes to money, we say, Amoitzi me chaver olav araya. You want it, prove it. Then, if you don't do it, you're in violation of a religious principle. But it's primarily a monetary issue. It's in Chesh HaMishpat. Aynah is not that way. So what do you say about a Suffolk Aynah? So if you look in Taisvis, you look in the Rush over there, but we don't have time to get into the issue, but it's very simple, straightforward. You can look at it on your own if you want. They both say, when it comes to Suffolk Aynah, we go to Chumrah. Hilchasa Karab Bisuri, this is treated like Gizav Ahetar. Why? So Bachbear explains, because I know it's not, there's no mistake here. You know what you paid. I know, you know, we agreed to what I was giving you. No one's using mistaken tape measures and things. Just, you were missing other information. But you're a consenting adult. You agreed to pay for it. Yeah, but you didn't know that it would cost much less next door. Okay, he says, religiously, I'm not a good religious person. But I haven't stolen anything from you. You were a consenting adult, so as was I. It's a religious principle. So we say, Suffolk Dereis Lechomer, you shouldn't do it. And that's what we've shown all these places. Even though you don't have to return the money by karka, even though it's less than a shus, you don't have to return it. People are meichel. You still shouldn't do it. It's also to do. Not midas chesidus. It's an Easter in the Torah of altainu ishes achiv. Because this is really a religious principle, not so much a monetary issue. Yeah.
Whether you're over on or not depends on the person you're selling it to.
Why? Yes, if he's informed. If you know, we all live here, we all know how much things cost, whether you can tell me how much a gallon of milk costs off the top of your head, doesn't matter. You know, we know how much things cost. And you're starving, it's at 2 o'clock in the morning, all the stores are closed, and I have extra cans of soda in my room. I say, oh, you want one? $10. So fine, that's not a no.
So if two guys walk into the store at the same time, one of them knows that the soda dog.